This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 71 for property ID 19833100. The property is owned by Howard and Catherine Graman. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Howard here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. I think the major points I want to make, excuse me, I have indicated in my submission, but I'll go over them quickly. All of the resources that I have been able to find show that the property value increases over the prior year are less than 1%, anywhere from 0.24% to 0.9% in Clark County. Yet my property value assessment rose by 14%, over $200,000. The other thing I'd like to say is that while I followed the guidelines of the assessor's office when looking at comparables, they basically say when looking to see how the assessor made their decision, look within your reference zone. I did that. I'm in reference zone 14, and I listed in the three properties that were the most expensive sold in my area and the most comparable. The most expensive house was $1.4 million, and it was larger square footage than mine, yet it was assessed at $1.4 million. And so it seems to me that the assessor's office went against their own guidelines and went outside my reference zone to look for comparables, which I thought was not what was recommended by the guidelines that I read. So I have a concern about them just conjecturing that somebody in my neighborhood, in my zone, would pay the same amount they would, let's say, in Ridgefield, which is where the I think they looked for another property. It's a different school zone. It's a different community with different services. And I don't think they're comparable. And I think that's why the reference zones are created, so that you have a fair understanding of what the area around you represents. So those are my main issues that I have with this. I felt my recommendation of a 3% increase in taxes, which is triple what's gone on in Clark County, from what I've seen, is reasonable. And that's why I made that recommendation. I'll stop there.
Are you, what? You're in Vancouver.
I'm sorry?
I was just looking to see where you were located, but you are in Vancouver.
Well, my postal address is Vancouver, but on the map, I'm in Brush Prairie.
Okay, Brush Prairie, okay.
I'm just north of Vancouver.
Okay.
Are you near some of the Lagler properties?
I'm about half or three quarters of a mile west of 117, and the Lagler property is across the other side of 117, a little bit north of where I'm off 131st Street. That's where you turn to get to my property. You make a left, the Lagler's on the right.
So are you near the school there?
Yes. The school is on 134th Street, again, about a half a mile from, I think you see my property, right? The school is there, that's it. That's me. And the school's right there. Exactly.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So do you abut the railroad track?
Yes. Well, it's across the road from us.
So the road is between you and the railroad track?
Yeah.
Lauren Road separates us from the track.
So, Howard, the three comps that you use, maybe I missed this, Are they fairly close to your house?
They're within zone 14. I didn't locate them specifically as to where they are within the zone, but I assumed if they're in my zone that they're the ones I should be using.
I noticed the counties, one was 3 miles away, one was 7 miles away, one was 5 miles away. So you don't have any idea how close yours are?
I don't. I think they were, one or two of them were officially in Battleground, which is just across, just north of me. Battleground begins about a mile north of me.
I think all of yours are, yeah, it says Battleground on your,
yeah,
on your sheet. Right. Yeah, they're all three in Battleground.
Battleground is just north of me.
Just north of you, yeah.
And you're Brush Prairie.
I don't think Brush Prairie is listed as a separate entity because it's a unincorporated area. So I don't know if that's actually ever specifically listed on the property addresses, but.
And you have a
bar. Yeah, so I'm right at the edge.
You have a bar and arena. Is that a pretty nice addition or?
Correct. Well, it's 20 years old. It certainly serves the functions for us. Yeah.
Howard, the photos show an empty lot. Did you purchase the lot and then can build the house? Or was the house there when you purchased?
It was built in 2005 and I purchased it in 2012.
Okay.
7 years after it was built.
Okay, gotcha.
It shows that his house is on there, wasn't it?
I recall a photo.
Yeah, that photo just looked like a long...
It looks like an empty lot, yeah. The one that the county had on there.
Yeah, this is the public photo that they have available.
Oh,
I don't know
that's
why.
Before it was built. That's when it was being developed to be built back in 2004 or 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
That's a trench going up where the for the electrical, I think.
Yep, very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the back of the house you just put up there.
Did you have any commentary on the comps that the assessor used other than they're outside your zone?
No, that was my main issue, is that they went outside the recommended zone that I was told that they use. So I was surprised that they were able to do that.
They value your outbuildings at $122,000. Is that reasonable?
I don't know what it would cost to build them now. I've not looked because we have what we need. So I have trouble knowing, you know, what
You have a horse barn there?
Correct.
How many stalls does it have?
Five.
Any hay storage or anything in it?
No, it's just the stalls. It's got a shower room and a tack room.
Yeah. Okay. And then it's a standard arena, or what's the size?
It's slightly smaller than a standard arena. I think it's like 50 by 130 or something like that. It's a little smaller than the standard dressage arena, but pretty close.
Okay. And it's just fenced with what? Wood fence?
I'm sorry,
Fenced with a wood fence?
It's got wood fence and it's an open arena. It's not enclosed. So it's got wood fencing to about 4 feet. And then the roof is another, 15 feet above that. But it's open. The walls are open.
Yeah. All right.
It's, Howard, in any case, your purchase price at the time was $995,000. That's correct.
That's correct.
And no improvements on the property since then?
No, we haven't done anything to it since we bought it.
Okay, very good.
When did you buy it?
We bought it in May of 2012.
Okay.
We're the second owner. Built in 05.
Right, okay. Okay, I have no further questions.
I have no further questions.
I don't either.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is at the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 73 for property ID 26330200. The property is owned by Michael and Roxanne Hamm. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Michael here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to ask one question and then let you say whatever you want to. You had requested on your form to have the value set at 931, and we have a response from the assessor that recommends that value be assumed at 931,000. So giving you what you requested, is that what you wanted now?
It just, when I saw the tax assessment that I got in the mail after, it was quite a bit higher. So that's why I called the title company and a couple of people about it, and they said, well, then I have to do this process. So I went through this, and I didn't see anything that said it was 931.
The form is on
that's what we're looking for, is what we paid for the home.
You can't see our screen?
I can.
So that's what they're saying right there on that form. It was waiting your signature. I guess you didn't get. If you didn't get it, you didn't get it.
Yeah, I did not. I never did see this, or I would have never. I would have been fine with it and signed it.
That's what we think.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and put it in the decision, so it'll be finalized, and you'll see it in front of you.
Okay. Do I still need to sign that thing?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We'll take care of it.
All right. I guess that's it, Anna. I'm sorry I didn't get it. I would have just signed that and sent it off back. All right. Well, I'm sorry to waste all the time, but I really appreciate your help.
No problem. Congrats on the easy win.
Yeah, that's that was much easier than I thought. I really appreciate you all. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 76 for property ID 98606-1493. The property is owned by Walter and Wendy Killinan. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Walter here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Okay.
Dan.
Hello. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedures, I'm going to let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think I need to let you know that I know Daniel. I play poker with him, and we kind of have an adversarial relationship. So okay. I can let bygones be bygones and do this professionally. But I just want to put that out there. Daniel knows who I am. So if we want to proceed, we can. I want to get this over with. But yes, I would like to tell you how we feel about this assessment on our house.
I'm fine to go ahead as long as you say that's okay. And
poker is one thing. So anyways,
if you two feel comfortable with it, I'm okay with it. Normally we repeat ourselves, but
I do feel comfortable.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we built this house in 2023, and
can I stop you for 1 second? I want to make this disclosure though. I don't know you by Walter. I know you by some other name. So
yeah, Chip is my nickname.
Yes, I understand that. And this gentleman started to have a conversation at the poker table about his property and the fact that it was overvalued. And I told him, I says, have you filed an appeal? He said, yes. And I said, do not speak any further because you may appear in front of me at a hearing.
Yeah.
And you recall that conversation?
Oh, absolutely.
So he did not speak any further of it, so I do not know anything about the property and what the situation is. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so anyways, when we purchased this house in 2023, we were a little hesitant because we thought it was overpriced to begin with. But we needed a place to live. We were moving back up here from Phoenix. We did not buy what was going on in Phoenix with prices of homes. So we never ended up, we were down there for 2 years. We never bought a home. We came back up here. My wife did not like commuting to Phoenix for work. She's a flight attendant for Alaska. And so we came back. I found this house. I'm like, this is pretty much at the end of my limit at price per square foot, honey, that I will buy a house. But we purchased it. We used all of our savings that we could because we could not justify the interest rates at a bank. So we paid cash for this house. Then our first assessment, they had, as I can't remember what the first assessment for 2024 was, but the price went up quite a bit. I filled out the paperwork and they took the house back down to, I was not involved in that meeting at that time. I was like, it is what it is. I didn't, you know. So anyways, we, the house got taken back down to our purchase price. So then this year we get our assessment and they assess us obviously at $795,000. So I started going on to the GIS, the website, and was looking at all these homes that are in our neighborhood that were assessed at less than their purchase price. But yet we were 21%. So I'm like, what's going on here? I mean, we did the model homes, which have all the bells and whistles in them. And they still were assessed below what they purchased their house for. So I'm like, okay, Wendy, I don't know. Maybe it's because we paid cash for our house. And and Clark County says, well, let's stick to the payment. So they must have lots of money, which is not true. So then they sent us another comps. Saying that they're sticking to their guns and we're going to keep it at 795. And do you want to continue? I'm like, yeah, we want to continue. So you got to realize our house is the second house in off of the main road of Grace and 142nd Street. There's been numerous accidents. Our house behind us, they got hit by a drunk driver. They're still under construction. They're still not in the went inside of the house. We've got motorcycles that scream up and down 142nd. They've lowered the speed limit finally to 35 after a guy was killed on his motorcycle that ran into the side of the truck just down the road from us. So when they give us these comps, they're giving us comps that are houses that are off of Gray Street. They're away from the noise. They don't hear the road traffic. And then when I called the assessor's office and I talked to an appraiser, and she says, oh, well, you guys must be family of Pacific Lifestyle. No, we are not. We are not family. I did not know anybody. In fact, we almost had to sue them because they lied to us and they put the wrong trusses on our house. They gave us the truss for a four-bedroom Willow, and we have the three-bedroom version. But they didn't fess up to it until I found out that something didn't look right because our furnace was not in the spot where it was supposed to be. So they finally fessed up, said we got the wrong trusses from their truss company, but we felt like we were justified because we were still giving you the square footage that you asked for, but all rough end storage. Built in storage because our furnace is there now. So we settled with them on that. As far as, you know, they built some cabinets to make up for the storage. And we're not friends, we're not family with Pacific Lifestyle. And so for them to accuse us of being family because they say, well, you guys, the price just doesn't make sense. It does make sense. The homes in our neighborhood, are you guys able to pull up addresses?
We only go on the information you're providing for us today.
Okay. Well, okay, so we gave you that. But okay, so that one house should be on there, 3837 Southeast 7th Avenue. I see they've still, he's been on the market since he put his house on the market. He purchased the house in June 9th of 2023 for $721,000. He listed it for sale in 4/23 of 25 for $779,000. It's still on the market. He is now trying to sell his house at a loss. At $699,000 today. Our next door neighbors, their house is pending finally, their house is very similar to ours. They did pay about $10,000 more than us. Their house was on the market for a long time too. It is pending right now. And I think they're selling it for $702,000.
So Walter, we're getting close to our 15-minute mark. If there's some relevant things you want to tell us about the information you provided, there's a form typically that's used to very concisely list comparable sales to your homes. I didn't find that in your appeal, but you've talked a lot about assessed values in here. Is there anything particular you want to point out about the information you gave us?
The houses aren't selling for what they purchased them for. They're selling for losses. And why are they selling in 21 above their purchase price when everybody else is well below their purchase price?
You purchased this house on in 1/1 of 24, is that correct?
No. We purchased it in 2023, 9/15/2023 for $658,000. Now the comps that they gave us of these people, their assessed value, they're all 4%, 6%, and 15% below what they purchased the house
for. We don't spend time looking at assessed values. We look at comparable sales. So you're asking for almost $100,000 less than what you paid for your home? You're asking for $585,620, and you paid $658,217. So your house, the gone down in value by $70,000 or $80,000.
I think my house has gone down by $70,000 from 658.
Down to 585,620. That's what you're asking for.
I thought we said ask for 592 because that's what the house was.
Last year? Or when was the house 592?
That's what the house was originally in grades.
Your connection's not real great. We're getting a lot of
Well, that's because my router is in the main house and I was at the office with the desk.
Okay. I don't have any other questions or comments, but I would advise you, if you appeal again next year, to use the comparable sale worksheet that's provided online rather than this list of it. It's very hard for us to compare the list you gave us to the details on your home. So that would be my advice if you decide to appeal again.
Okay, so as far as this year, what is the...
We'll make a decision and you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. I mean, we're only going by what we had at the time. We never done this before.
Sure. No, so. I understand. That's why we always try to explain to people, here's some things you can do if you're appealing again, to kind of be more concise and give us information that we can really work with. We can't spend any time looking at assessed values, but we only use comparable sales within a certain date range. So I just wanted to give you that as a kind of a tip for next year.
Okay, so our next door neighbor, their house just went pending and sell them for 702. They also asked, I'll tell you what, if the Clark County assessors really feel like our house is worth $795,000, I'll sell it to them right now for $770,000 and they can turn around and make $25,000. I'd be so happy if I could sell this for $770 to them. And they can turn around and make $25,000. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
All right. Well, we appreciate your information today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 67 for property ID 123-833-038. The property is owned by Dean and Roxanne Klass. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dean here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury.
I do, yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Okay. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal, and okay. We'll have questions, whatever you want to know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate being allowed to state my case. I guess first I wanted to acknowledge the challenge that I had, and I assume the assessor had, in finding comparable houses for this assessment. Now, I'll talk a little bit more on that in a moment, but I guess my main reason for the appeal was the increase in value from last year's assessment, and it seemed excessive to me at just over 35% increase this year. So my first step was I wanted to just look at what were the valuations over the last 5 years. So nicely, when I was sent that assessment, it gave me a link to all of the different assessments from 2019 on. So I looked at those, and it was quite a mix. I guess the first year was down 3.8%, then it was up 2%, then it was up 23%, then it was down 3.8%, and then back up again 3%. Just being a math guy, I just thought, well, what's the average over those 5 years? And it's a average raise each year of just over 4%. So when I received my initial rejection letter to my appeal, I just called the assessor's office just to talk to someone, just to ask, you know, to see if I even had a chance at this. And I apologize, I didn't. I was talking to an assessor, and I didn't write her name down. But she pulled up the files or the documents that were used on my current assessment, and it said the properties range from 425K, and that was for a smaller home of a similar age, up to 590K, which was the same size, but it was a newer home. And I guess that really kind of highlights the vast range that we have on trying to find a value for this property. And so we're really struggling to find things with either similar size or age or neighborhood, but none of them are duplexes. And I think that's probably the key here, is even the houses that were listed in the assessor's appraisal were all single family homes, and they weren't part of a duplex. And I know duplexes have a lower value. So at that point, I was thinking, well, my next best step is probably to talk to a realtor. So I contacted someone from the Premier Property Group, and it was interesting, and she immediately validated my challenges in trying to find historical or current data on the sale of duplexes. And she said she would probably list this property in a 535 to 540K range. But she also said that I needed to expect, if I were to sell it, that the actual sale price would be something lower than that, because we're not in that crazy couple of years where everybody was getting into bidding wars. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I thought, well, if I don't have any real comparables to this house, maybe the realtor would be the next best thing to try and determine an actual value. So I just kind of assumed, like she said, that the list price and the sale price would differ. I just figured, well, if it came in an offer at like 5% below the 540K, that would give a market value of closer to 513K. And I understand that the assessors are trying to get houses appraised closer to their market value, or probably within the 90th percentile of what they should be worth. And I can appreciate that. I really don't have a problem with that. And I can also understand why my original appeal was rejected. I think I had put in there, what did I put in? 450K roughly as what I thought the value should be. And that was just based on going up like 5% a year or something. But that was before I had talked to a realtor and kind of got more information about what the house would actually be marketable at. So kind of in conclusion, I was thinking that a fair assessment would be more between 500 and 510,000, which is still an increase of between 16% and 18%. So that's kind of my case. It's really a matter of, because there's not really any good current or historical data on duplexes in this whole area, that I had to really use what I got from the realtor as a more reasonable market value.
So Dean, I've got a couple questions. You refer to this, it says description of building, one half of a duplex. Do you own the entire duplex, or you just own half?
I only own half.
Okay, so is it truly a duplex, or is it one of those with a shared wall between? I mean, a duplex isn't typically owned by one owner. and they maybe rent out the other. And then in other cases, you refer to it as a house. And so you have you own your side of it.
Yes, I own my side of it. It has a common wall.
It has a common, so it's not, okay, truly, but I think it is a duplex. Okay.
Yeah, we had the option to buy the other half over the course of the years that we've been here, but we didn't have the money to buy the other half, so then we would have been the full owner.
Okay, and could you not find any, because most all of your comps are all in Vancouver.
I was really struggling. What I was trying to do was look for things that were like similar age or similar size, and you're right, I was struggling, and then everything in like the Camas area or even getting into Washougal, I wasn't finding any duplexes, so that kind of gets into my, like, I was really struggling to find what would be appropriate.
And are you is it just you and the other unit there, and it's not a little development, or there's not any other, you're not in a...
We have 20 houses in this, on this circle.
And none of them have sold at all in the last year or two.
Several of the houses have sold, and they're bigger and they're standalone houses in our neighborhood.
No, but nothing with a shared wall.
No, nothing with a shared wall.
Okay, and did you find very few other places with a shared wall in all of Camas and Washougal? That kind of surprises me.
I kept looking, and I was, well, that's a huge list of properties in that spreadsheet.
Some here are a conventional home, which really wouldn't be good comps. Then you mentioned some are condos.
Yeah.
You had one duplex in La Center, and now I'm really, really rethinking if it's what I consider a true duplex, because typically a duplex isn't owned by half and half. It's owned by one party, and then they rent out both sides, or they live in one side and rent out the other side.
Uh-huh.
I think that may just be the term that you use to.
Yeah, that's probably lack of knowledge on my part is terminology. So I guess what you would consider, I don't know what you would consider it or what you would label it as if it has a shared wall.
I just think townhouses, people are buying, I think they call them townhouses.
All right, I could call it a townhouse.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I guess, the term that I've seen used. I have your original petition where you're asking for 454.
Yes.
But are you now asking for somewhere between 500 and 510?
Yeah. Once I talked to the real estate agent about what she thought the house would actually sell for, I realized that my original appeal was incorrect. It was too low.
And then I'm not going to take up all the time, but there's, if you pull your application, if you get it online, part of that packet is a comparable sales sheet.
Yes.
And that's the form you should try to use if you appeal again. It's much more comprehensive. You list your information in the left-hand column, and then you choose your comps, and you list all the information about them, bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, yes, everything. So what you gave us was a lot harder to compare. And in fact, I don't know anywhere in here if you had information about your own home, unless we wanted to try to, you know, it's all about all the comps. But I didn't. And what we want to do is compare that to the subject property, which is yours. But you didn't give us any information about yours.
Well, wasn't that information provided in the original assessment? So I didn't feel I needed to provide that.
We only analyze what you provide.
Oh.
You have to provide us with it. We don't go get on the computer and search through and find all that. We analyze what you provide us.
Okay.
So next year when you do it, and if you use that worksheet, you'll be able to fill it out completely about your property and then fill it out completely about the comps that you choose.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to add at this point.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate that to you, that we, technically by law, we're only allowed to look at the material you present us. It may be a plethora of information out there, but if you don't present it to us and in your argument, then we can't consider it.
And you can only consider what I provided in writing and not what I've said verbally today?
Well, what you say verbally today should only amplify what you provide us for in paper. In other words, you provide us information and then you amplify that by, talking about it and reiterate what's the strongest point and weakest point. But if you give us a lot of verbal information, we're not going to, write that down and consider that. It's only if we can relate it to what you presented to us.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So I guess I'm wasting your time then.
No.
It's an opportunity for you to learn what this is all about and how you prepare a proper appeal.
Okay.
Did you get the information from the assessor?
I did, yes.
And you're saying those things are not comparable to your property?
No, I about the only thing they did is they had things that were more in this area, more in the Camas Washougal area. But again, they were all standalone homes. They weren't, I'll use your term, they weren't townhomes. And the ones that they had in there were either the same age and smaller or the same size and newer. So I didn't feel that theirs were comparable either. So mine weren't much better than what they had chosen.
Yeah.
I don't think any of theirs are townhomes, are they?
No, because there's so few.
Right.
Dean, and you own the property underneath your townhouse, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Parcel, approximately, yes. How many square feet in the lot?
Ooh.
You set a value here in your appeal, and I was just curious.
That was just strictly based on the previous value. I was just looking at previous assessments, and I just took their assessed value and just simply added a percentage to it.
Percentage point, yeah.
It's 0.1 acre, or 4,300 square feet is the land.
Okay, very good, thank you. Yeah, it'd help us to, if you... and your comparison had land size, land value, as well as the construction value.
Okay.
Structure value. Anyway, that's my only point.
Okay. Just taking some notes here. I have a feeling I'm going to lose my appeal here. And then next year, I suspect the property value will be decreased.
Let me just point out to you that there are many reasons why a property goes up percentage-wise, and that's why that's not a valid argument that it going up by 20% or 5% or whatever, because sometimes the market goes for townhomes, and at other times townhomes are, dirt as far as they're concerned. So the market for your property may fluctuate way different than the market in general would go. Because the market, when they publish that in the real estate publications, they publish a market percentage for all properties within an area, which may mean a huge mansion versus, a small little cottage place. And then they average that all together and say, okay, the properties went up by 5%, but one may have gone up by 20% and one may have gone down. And so using those overall percentages is not a valid argument for looking at this. You have to compare specifically to the same type of property, and you may have to look a lot harder than other people would look because you have a unique property.
And make sure you're looking at sales and not assessed values.
Correct. Yeah, I was trying to look at sales. Okay. Yeah.
And we would need to know, like, how many bedrooms, how many baths in your comparisons.
That's where that comparable worksheet comes in.
Exactly. Lot sizes, as I already mentioned, but the home size, the home construction, everything that's on that comp sheet. If you use that comp sheet, I think you'd provide the information that we need to make a decision.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay.
I think our time's up, right?
Anything else you want to?
No.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Oh, I guess, sorry, the last question I did have. You say I'll hear from you in 30 days. Will that be also electronic or only via mail?
So decisions will go out through mail. So it'll be that mailing address that I checked with you beforehand. And it's usually within a few weeks. So if you have any questions, you're welcome to call, but we should mail it out.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks for your time, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We will be reviewing late files submitted to the Board of Equalization. We have one to review. It is a good cause request form from Carrie Ann Gallagher for property ID 222-392-000. She submitted this completely the other day on October 20th. She is using reason C. The taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the filing deadline because the taxpayer reasonably relied upon incorrect, ambiguous, or misleading written advice as to the proper filing requirements by either a board member or board staff or the assessor or assessor's staff or a property tax advisor. Okay, she wrote that when she was learning the inaccuracies regarding the assessments for 2024 and 2025 and 2025 and 2026, she took action to have corrections made to the 2025-2026 assessment directly through the county assessor's office while simultaneously addressing her 2025 assessment formally through the BOE. This was the late file she submitted. The county acknowledged the corrections for 2025 and updated the computer system. Believing all the 2025 was updated in the system, she later learned from the BOE that the only way to have 2025 corrections officially updated was through formal request for reconvening process with the BOE. Unfortunately, that was after the period for appeal. Given the evidence was identical to 2024, she asked the BOE to consider the reconvening via email and submitted evidence to be considered for both years, 2024 and 2025. A hearing was scheduled and attended for the 2024 hearing. A determination was made regarding 2024, however, one was not made for 2025, even though we had discussed during the hearing that I had requested both years for consideration. When following up with the BOE regarding when I would hear about 2025, I was informed that the BOE was awaiting a formal request for 2025 to be considered. Given the type of communication shared between myself and BOE via email and the phone, it was not my understanding that the tax years were being considered independently and necessitated separate forms. And then she apologized and received great help from us, and that there was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
So you lied to her?
No. she didn't include this, and I wish she had, because I provided it to her, but she's referring specifically to the misunderstanding, and it was presented to you in the hearing, thanks to Aubrey. Where the assessor's office wrote in PACS over their phone call that her 2025 value was adjusted, so that they had adjusted her values for 2025 and she was appealing 2024, so she thought they had taken care of that already. And there was a comment in PACS to that regard.
Okay. I think we should hear it. Sounds like she was.
Okay. Yeah, I do too.
Seems logically confused.
Perfect. All right, that concludes our late files. Thank you. This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 77 for property ID 9860397-51. The property is owned by Carlo and Oksana Markadova. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Kylo and Oksana here, both for the appellant. If you both want to speak, please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Is Oksana coming back?
Yes. Are you coming back or something?
right.
Raise your right hand to be sworn in. Raise your right hand.
Just hold
both
on.
Both of you. Do you swear or affirm the test? Keep your hand up, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, we had a research for the property in Camas at our zip code, and the assessor's value is overstated. It assesses us at $307,035K. And our research showed that the maximum value of our property is $680,000. We have provided the evidence from Zillow and Realtor.com, and the reply we received from the assessor simply doesn't make sense. It is impossible and unrealistic to sell our property at today's date.
Not today's date.
Not today's date, on January 1st, 2025, at the amount of $735, $735,163. The properties that was shown to us are much bigger in size, square footage. The lots are much bigger. They also have a view, the Columbia River view or Cascade Mountain view. Our property, the lot, is very small and without any view. We're surrounded by neighbors from all the time.
How far away from you are the comparables that you put on there, sale 1, 2, and 3?
Washtugo.
Do you mean comparable by the assessor or the ones that we researched?
The ones that you sent.
We researched in our zip code. It's the Pioneer Street. It's right
in our neighborhood.
So they're in your same zip code, is that what you're saying?
Oh yes. They're like 5 minutes walking from us.
Same zip, definitely. Here's the town lake as well.
And what's the pictures? Are they of some of those that you know? The pictures of those, are those additional comparables?
Did you send them any pictures on that email?
Pictures from Zillow. Some pictures from Zillow.
Yeah, we picked up the information from
From the site that you advised us to use. It's like a PC website with all property value, all features of different sole property. I don't remember the name, but I picked up all information from there.
So the ones you submitted are, you said they're on your street or very close to where you live?
Yes, yes.
Yes, and now zip code, it's the card. 98807.
The picture, the Zillow pictures are the same ones that they show, I guess. 702. No. One of them is, the one on Mallard is the same as their comp.
Okay.
Did a good job of picking comps that are comparable to yours in size, land size, year built, square footage.
Yeah. What we could find, it was only two-story houses with bigger footage, but all of them were so much cheaper than 735.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our house comes, it's impossible to sell it for this price.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
The reply from the assessor, most of the properties are size much bigger.
Bigger.
Like 2,400.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, 25.
Even almost 400 feet. I mean, together with basement, it's around 400 square feet. You can't compare our smallest house with those. Biggest one, and the lot size with the two, you can't compare our house.
Since you've given us good information to work with.
Sorry, I can't get it.
No, what you gave us is good comps.
Sorry, could you please repeat it again?
I said you gave us good information. That's, you did a good job of giving us good information.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have no further questions. If you have anything else to present.
I think we have presented, in our appeal, we presented all we could find. Yeah. And we didn't reply to the answer of the assessor, because we explained to you what we think about the answer right now, because square footage is much bigger. It also has a view. That's our main point, to be honest.
Right? Yeah.
We don't have that.
Good.
Okay. And you're asking for $650?
Well, we think the real maximum value is $680.
It's the maximum.
Because in the previous year we've been assessed at $630. We agree it can be $50,000 more within a year, but not over $100,000 a year they want to assess us.
Okay, so $680 then.
That's what he maximum.
Okay. All right. We have it. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The fist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 69 for property ID 189012000. This property is owned by George and Brittany, George Rings and Brittany Gatchell. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have George here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, So unless you have questions on the procedure, we'll turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Yeah. I think our first reaction was that, wow, our property value went up by 50,000, and there's no way if we would try to sell it now, we would get like 810,000. But then I looked a bit more. I now submitted a few comps, and you also provided the list of the comps, and I looked a little closer into that. And I see a few things in here that, well, I can't explain because I don't know the algorithm how it was determined, but it seems like there's a number of comparables that all look like, yes, those are good comparables to me as well. But then there's an adjustment of several different points here. Like the living area or the basement area, and it just adjusts it up or down based on that compared to our house, which in most parts I understand, but there's just two that I really don't understand where they come from. And the biggest one is the land market value, which seems to be almost always at least 100,000 higher than the comparables. There's even one here. I don't know if you have that, but there's the 1014 Northwest 1/3 Road Circle, which was sold for $675. It has an acreage of 0.6, and ours says 0.7, and yet our land is valued at 115,000 more. And that really seems to be driving our valuation, and I'm really curious as why our land is so much higher as something that's close by of the same size, basically. And that's just consistent for all of them. It just seems there's an offset of 100,000 that our property is higher just from the land market value. The second one, it's not as high in size as the 100,000, but there's an effective year build. And I don't know how that one is determined. 2005 seems pretty optimistic. Like, our house originally was built in 61, it was added on, and, you know, things like the foundation are the original, our walls, I can feel our heaters at 71, and it's still like, what's 68 in here. It's not like this, a lot of the envelope is what I would call the 2005 standard. So I'm curious as to where that assessment comes from. And it also seems to be driving quite a lot of the value if I compare it to comp one. From 95 effective year to 2005 makes 40,000 up. So those two different, they stand out to me as a decent, really, really too high. And one last thing is, I think in these comps that there doesn't seem to be any that have a higher value than ours. All of these seem to be, well, if you look at it, they seem to be relatively comparable. And then all of these assessments drive up the price for ours up to, the minimum is 800,000, the maximum 960,000, which seems stellar. But I do understand that most of these were sold last year. This year's market looks different, but I don't think I could sell a house for 800,000 even. And so I think there's no comp here
a sale that was a higher value, where you would see what happens if these adjustments drive down the price. So I could expect there also to be a bias because of that.
Okay. I noticed some of those same things that you mentioned. I had them circled on here. The effect of year built, yeah, and the difference in the land size and the adjustments that were made. You make some good points, yeah, about that.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a data analytics point, and you know, I feel like, yeah, I can look up some comps, but I just, I don't know if this algorithm is public. It would be really nice to have access to it to actually run it, because, yeah, I can submit comps, but I don't see what the number is that comes out once you do the adjustments. And so I can only point out what looks to me like adjustments that I would question if I were to look at someone's model, which is kind of my day job. Yeah, those are things where I would immediately, oh, yeah, yeah, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, these house prices, they can't be linear. Maybe there's something linear going on here in the adjustments but even then it doesn't explain why a comparably sized property is 100,000 less land value.
Okay.
George, one question for Terry Hagberg here. The comp you used, the comp two with the county, you discussed the 1014 Northwest 103rd. It has 200, you have about 200 square feet more in your property than it does, and the county came back and valued that at 803. So if your house is larger, how lesser than that?
Well, I'm referring specifically to the way that these are adjusted, and this one really looking only at the land market value, which says ours is $115,000 more, even though the acreage is 0.63 and ours is 0.71. So the adjustment was 115,000, but the size of the land is basically the same. And it's consistent through all of these that ours is valued at 100,000 more. Yes, a lot of these are smaller, but it just seems that...
That's why if you look at each one of them, they've added the value. Basically, they want to take the value of the land out of the valuation of the property. So they make their land as valuable as yours, just to take it out of the calculation. And I don't agree with that adjustment, but generally speaking, unless there's a significant difference in the land doesn't make a lot of difference. I mean, you know, a lot is a lot is a lot, so you don't have a lot of difference. I mean, there is a difference clearly between 7 tenths.
I think here they're really driving the difference in price for all of these comps. It's 115,000 more. Our land is valued at 350,000, which is almost half of the total, versus comp 2, which has 0.63 acres, but is valued at 115,000 less in land value. So, yeah, I understand that we're trying to equalize it, and there just seems to be something off in the land market value to our disadvantage.
George, could I make one more comment? On your information, you have this one sheet where you listed these, five homes with sold on, sales price, and comment. And there's a form when you pull your packet off online that's called comparable sales worksheet. And that's a worksheet that's much more comprehensive. You list all your information in the left-hand column. And then in the right-hand columns, you list all the information on the comps that you choose, much more in detail than what you gave us. And if you have five comps, you can use two sheets, but it covers square footage, view, how many stories, you know, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms. It goes through all kinds of detail. And if you're appealing next year, that's the form you should use.
I apologize. I didn't.
Complete information. So I just want to give you that just as a tip.
Yeah, I missed it. I think they were added here, so someone did my work for me.
Which, oh, okay, which yeah, just make sure.
But those, I think these last ones here were the 5, 6, 7, I think, or at least 6 and 7 were ones that I added. I got an updated sheet that
sure. And you don't that, have to worry about the, you don't have to worry about the adjustment column because we don't expect you to be an appraiser. But if you can fill in all the details on your property and your comparables, it's much easier for us to make the comparisons, a truly complete comparison, if we have all that information. So I don't have any questions.
George, your application here indicates you purchased the property for $750,000 roughly 4 years ago. And then you put an improvement in of $30,000, remodeling or whatever it indicates there, improvement of $30,000. Do you feel those were fair values when you purchased the house?
I think we definitely bought it overvalued. We came in very high. I think it was more likely to. We were almost $50,000 over in what we offered. Okay. And the adjustment, that's what, there was waterproofing in the basement. They had done that, but in a shoddy way. So we did it, had it all redone. So yes, we paid $30,000, but I don't think, since it already existed, it actually improved the value by $30,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the answer.
I don't have any other questions.
I have no further.
Nope. No questions. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you. And just can I ask, is the algorithm how the adjustments are done, is that public? So I could actually do it myself next year? Or is it judgmental, or is there an actual algorithm?
It's not written any place that you can access. You can call the assessor's office and they might have a sheet that will tell you basic information about how those adjustments are made. But you have to get that through the assessor's office.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's something I can do for next year. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 75 for property ID 986-038-843. The property is owned by Paulette Walther. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Paulette here from the appellate. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Did you receive my letter with all my documents?
So you have
that. Okay. I think it's just pretty obvious. The house directly across the street and one over sold in March for $735,000. I sent that comp. Everything, you know, real estate is going down everywhere, including Clark County. I sent you, Vancouver homes are going down 0.8%, Clark County 0.6%. I printed them all, each article for you so that you could see that, you know, I researched it thoroughly. I mean, everything, Case-Shiller, builders have reduced prices, average of 5%. And basically, housing is going down, and so I find it hard to justify an increase in property tax. That's basically it. I'm a widow. I live alone, and you know, everything's going up, from groceries to taxes to utilities. It's just, you know, that's why I'm trying to appeal this, because that's the bottom line. So I don't know if you want me to go through every one of these reports.
No.
Or if you wanted them.
I'd look whatever at those.
You want to point out, we've looked at it. We have that information available, and we've looked at it.
Okay. I think it's a pretty compelling case. I mean, I don't know how they justify increasing taxes in this market.
There's a couple things. You might qualify for a senior exemption. I don't know if you've looked into that or not. I don't know what your income is or anything.
But I'm just a little bit above the income, so I don't qualify.
And the other thing is that if you appeal again, and maybe you need to get a little bit of help, I don't know how, but there's a form that you use where you it's called Comparable Properties Worksheet. And on the left-hand column, you fill out all the statistics about your property, and then you supply us with comparable sales from the appropriate time frame, the year that we're looking at. And you kind of similar to what the assessor did on their form. You've probably seen that.
Right.
It's a little more simplified. You don't have to make all the adjustments and things that they did. Just list the comparable information. And that will help us to be able to make a much more complete review.
It's pretty hard because very few houses have sold in this division.
Right. Well, you can go out a little ways outside of your division. We ask you not to go, you know, 8 or 10 miles away, but you can find something in the area that is.
And where do I find this form?
It's Allison. You want to take that part?
Yeah. So it's attached to that. Our petition form, but I know you did the other one. We can always email it to you. It's available on our website. I'll pull up what it looks like. And it's just, it lets you put in some comparable sales, like the one you mentioned, which is great information. And the form lets you fill out, like, how many bedrooms it has, how many square feet, and then fill out the same information for your own property. That way the board has some information to compare and help. So, like, you would fill out the sales date, you would fill out the year the house was built, things like that, how many bedrooms and bathrooms it has, which is information that you should be able to get from the Clark County website, and Aubrey and I at the Board of Equalization are always happy to help people fill it out. I think you can also get some of this information sometimes from Zillow or Redfin as well, but we're always happy to go through this with you if you do appeal again, and this can help you lay out some of the sales if you do want to use comparable sales to show what your value should be.
So am I hearing it right? You're saying that one comp isn't enough, and all of the reputable sources that saying that the real estate market is going down isn't enough to
We need specific information about comparable sales. That's what we use to analyze it. So okay, no, I would not.
You don't look at what the market's doing?
Well, we're looking at your house specifically, so we want to find comparable properties to your home.
Right.
And what values are doing in Clark County. So that's what's most helpful for us, and that's what will help you to get the best result, I think, in an appeal. That's just kind of information for you to use for next year.
So we're talking 2026, correct?
Well, next year will be 2026.
On the comp that you did provide sold at 735. What was the condition of the house?
It's exact same house. I went over and met the neighbor. It's exactly the same floor plan. It's in good condition. It's only 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah. As far as the yard and the roof and everything else is comparable.
Every house in this division is in good condition. We have a good HOA. Everybody keeps up their properties. But no, I've been inside, and it's the same condition as mine. I keep my house in very good condition.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, thank you.
I don't have any other questions.
Nope.
I don't have any other either.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Email?
The decisions will be mailed out to you, so that mailing address I confirmed will send that the decision to you there.
Right.
And so I wait for the 30 days, and then I do the... I can appeal again with this form, is that correct?
So, appeal again to the state if you don't like our decision.
Yeah, so the decision will come within the next couple weeks, and at the very bottom of it, if you disagree with their decision, there is contact information for how to appeal to the state.
And that's when I would download, or you're going to email me this form for comps, that's when I would use that?
No, they'll have their own information. The comps and that sort of thing, that would be if you wanted to appeal 2026, like your next notice of value. But if you disagree with what the board decides today, you would contact the State Department or the Board of Tax Appeals, and they'll help you with their information, and they have their own stuff. You could use this form, and we could help you with that, but they're really helpful, too, and can help you with the state appeal. It's kind of a different process.
Okay. So, okay, I'm a little confused. So what I'm talking with you right now is about 2026, correct?
So this is your 2025 assessment for your 2026 taxes. Right. If you want to appeal again, you'll get a 2026 notice of value in June that you would appeal that for your 2027 taxes, which is kind of what they were referring to. But if you disagree with our decision on your 2025 assessment for your 2026 taxes, you have the opportunity through a different process to appeal to the State Board of Tax Appeals if you disagree with our decision. So there'll be information on our decision about doing that, where you will have an opportunity to turn in new information, you'll go in front of a different board, and they kind of have their own requirements and everything. And I can get you help with them if you do need that or want that, but that would be through the State Board of Tax Appeals.
Is there a phone number for you?
Yeah, you can reach the Board of Equalization at 564-397-2337.
And just ask for you?
It's only Aubrey and I, so you'll always get one of us, and we can both help you with that.
Okay. And so your decision is final, so the next step would be to appeal for the following year, correct?
Or appeal to the state. Or if you don't like our decision, you can appeal to the state.
Yes.
For this year. 2025, 2026?
Yep. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I hope that you'll consider what's happening in the market also, as opposed to comps.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 68 for property ID 976-26170. The property is owned by Brian Whitaker. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Brian here for the appellant. I know we can't see it, but if you can raise your right hand right now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I don't have any questions this time. Thank you.
So go ahead.
Okay, well.
I will point out one thing. I see that you purchased the property in March of 25.
That is correct, yeah.
And you paid $528,600.
Yes, that's correct as well, which after doing research, I found that I actually paid a premium for the property. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to my appeal today. I just want to let you know that I did have to rearrange my own personal work and life schedule around this meeting, which was definitely no small task. But continuing, I just want to, you know, focus. When I saw the email or the original mail, I was kind of surprised at the assessor's assessment. And then reviewing a document sent to me, it looks like only one property was used as an assessment based off of this year for sales, which I don't think is taking into account the current market, because the market has changed in the last year. If you look at through my appeal, you'll see that I've listed half a dozen different properties that have all sold in the Hazeldale area for less than what I paid for the property. To me, it just kind of seems like, you know, the assessor was looking at previous year's values and interest rates had gone up since then. The interest rate that I'm paying currently is at 6.5%, which is about 3 to 5% higher, or 3% higher than what most people are paying for their interest rates. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out is that properties are staying on the market longer. That's something, you know, that indicates a slowing in the overall economy in the property values of the Hazeldale area. So another thing I looked at too was is that the assessor is saying that the assessment of the property basically went up like 6.5% in 1 year. It was assessed at $471,000 on the previous year. This doesn't really align with everything that I've read so far about the amount of value that houses typically go up in a year-to-year basis. So I went ahead and did a little bit of research as well, and it's showing the median property value for my zip code to be roughly $494,000, which is down 3% or 0.3% over the past year. And the overall rental market and long-term appreciation shows that basically property values are cooling in the area, and this is because of the overall economy. Sorry, I'm just organizing my thoughts here. So, according to Rocket Mortgage, average prices or average market houses are staying on the market longer. The population growth is also down as well for the area. And so basically what I'm trying to say is that based off my research that I've done and the properties that I've submitted to the board, as well as just the macroeconomics, it looks like when I got in at the beginning of the year, the overall prices of the houses were reflecting the previous year's market values and not what was necessarily happening in the current market. I did look at you know, median value, and it looks like, you know, median value is, you know, closer to like that $490,000 to $500,000 range for houses of the size that I purchased. And then I just, I would go off, you know, on a final note, you know, I'm a single family income, disabled veteran. My wife doesn't work. And you know, my, median property or my median, take home annual income is, you know, right around 86 to 90,000 a year. So I'm definitely at the top end of my range already, and having the taxes, you know, increase, based off the property value of 6.5% going up, is going to be a pretty significant financial burden to me as well. So, you know, just coming into the market and realizing that I probably paid a premium for the property to begin with, And knowing that I'm going to have to pay, you know, the appropriate taxes in Clark County for that is something that, you know, is going to be a difficult financial burden for me being a single income family. But at the same time, you know, I recognize, you know, from your guys' perspective that that's not something that's within your scope of control. But I think that the assessor didn't do a very good job of assessing the sales, because he only literally used one sale from this year. So I think that should be taken into account.
Well, let me just address some of your issues. Number one, we can't go by property increases because different properties have different characteristics and may sell better in the marketplace than other properties do. So you can't go by the overall percentage at the market because you're looking at a plethora of properties that have different characteristics. So your characteristics of your property may be more desirable than others. So you can't look at percentage increase. The other thing is it might have been misvalued in the prior year. So in the current year, they bring it back to market and may be a catch up of prior years. Who knows? So you have to really look at the prior at the market today. And they the taxing authorities do use evidence from prior sales in the prior year and are not looking at anything beyond January 1, 2025. So everything they use to value your property is based on generally 24 sales and comparables. And that's why you'll see that they're all comparable. And I'm not sure I understand what you're saying about only one property. I mean, they've got three properties in their market range, and the others happen to be higher, but one's lower, one's higher, and the one's right spot on the same as yours. So, I mean, they've kind of used the middle of the range in valuing your property and comparing to those other properties.
Brian, I just have one housekeeping item, and that has to do with when you're submitting your evidence there. If you pull your packet off the website, there's a comparable property worksheet.
He has that in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. You do. Yeah, I looked at that first page. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's got it. Sorry.
He has it. It only has three. You can do multiple if you wanted to use all of those as comparables. You can attach additional sheets and put them on there.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I didn't realize that there was extra room on there.
Yeah, then you wouldn't need to do both, and you have the narrative where you listed all these properties. You can just use the worksheet, and if you've got three or six or nine, however many properties you want, you can just fill out new worksheets till you get them all. Get them all listed.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, the other thing just to maybe mention too is that this property that I purchased had actually already been in the market in the previous year and didn't actually sell. It had been listed, but then didn't sell, and then the owner went ahead and took it off the market and then relisted it back in March, April. The month before March when I purchased it. So she had some difficulty selling the house already. And we had originally offered her $510,000 instead of $528,000. And through the negotiation process, we decided to pay a premium for the house because I had the ability to do a higher loan amount through the VA.
And one thing, too, the assessor's office has their program. You talked about being a disabled vet. They do have some programs to reduce your tax burden. I don't know what the income limits are on it, but you might talk to the assessor's office and ask about that program and see if by some chance you qualify for it.
Yeah, I was going to mention that the Board of Equalization, we can't consider personal situations, but there is a program, like Lisa said, through the assessor's office, the senior and disabled persons exemption program, which is just basically a tax break from your property. We can send you some information to see if you qualify and have you reach out to them if you'd like after this hearing.
Yes, I would appreciate that. That'd be great.
Okay, I'll make sure we get that sent to you today.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think the only other thing... I'm just trying to see if there's anything else. The document that I submitted to you guys, that was a Word document, is that considered evidence as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just that's kind of just a general breakdown I was looking at, and you know, there's definitely some concern about, you know, just the job market and overall recession, which is, you know, usually causes house prices to stay fairly stagnant when we get into, you know, that sort of thing. And it's, there's been a lot of economic uncertainty in this last administration's term. So that's definitely something. I know that's not something that you guys can consider, but as a, you know, somebody who works in a 9-to-5 job, that's, you know, something that could also be, it's concerning. So, but I think I've said what I can. I really appreciate your guys' time, and you know, just look over everything for me and see you know, if you guys can do anything for me on the on your decision.
Yeah, I'll just make one statement on the purchase price. Even though you had to pay more, and you feel like you paid a premium for it, the market, excuse me, the market looks at that as being what the market was. I mean, you had to pay that to get that property, so that becomes the market for that property. Even though you believe it's a premium, you were willing to pay it to get the thing. So it's just a definition of the market is what a willing buyer is willing to pay a willing seller for a piece of property.
Okay, I don't have any further questions.
I have no further, thank you.
Thank you, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Close the hearing.